The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Oh yeah, we back in this motherfucker. It's your boy Jamie Mack. We got French Reggie.
What's up?
Be honest.
It's your boy Jay Smooth in the building, for sure.
And we got a special guest.
Yeah, we do. We have a special guest. I brought a good friend of mine since middle school, seventh grade. So we go way back, over 10 years. And she go by the name of LDT. And she's...
LDT!
She's going to... Standing for Little Devil Tarot.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
Tarot, I should say. And it's about to be an interesting show, guys. And you're about to see some. I'm just going to let the show speak for itself.
Speaks with an S?
Speak for itself. How you doing, Jamie Mack? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing all right, man. Y'all was talking shit earlier, but you know what, man? It's been a long day for Laker Nation. Obviously, everybody knows by now that Kobe and his daughter and seven other people passed, and it's been tough. But you know what was cool? Like I said, I put out a new Life of Mac, and in it, I was talking about how in the afternoon I was doing better, man, because it was to see that it wasn't just me. At first, I was tripping because I was like, "Why in the hell do I feel like this?" You know what I'm saying, about somebody I never met. Mm-hmm. I've never tripped off of any celebrity's death, whether it be Prince or Jordan or
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, I did a whole like 2 days of just listening to his music and shit. But I didn't really cry because you know Michael got weird. You know what I mean? He was not like, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't relating to Michael in those end days.
Yeah, you know.
But anyways. I'm doing a lot better though, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. That's good.
Nah, it's cool, man. You know what I'm saying? LDT, she got her gold on representing. You know what I mean? They fucking, where was it? One of the monuments out in the Capitol, I think it was. They lit it up purple and gold. I mean, there's other places. This is not just
worldwide. Worldwide.
Kobe's not just an LA dude, man.
Yeah.
I mean, and the thing about it is, I'm open for conspiracies. So, like, if anybody...
Nah, I don't.
Why not? Nah?
It's conspiracies. Yeah. Accidents happens.
Yeah.
Accident happens. There's certain things that's just Kobe, pure evidence.
Kobe was on the verge of taking over the world like Pinky and the Brain. This nigga, like, spoke... He had the Mexican population, like, unlocked. He had Italians. He had fucking the blacks.
Well, you know, I'm just... You know, it's definitely sad. And this time, there really was a legend, an icon that died. I know usually people say that about every single person. And, you know, this time we actually did lose somebody who is special to a lot of people and was special at what they did.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, like.
Condolences.
Definitely. And just to see, like, after he stopped playing and he you know, winning Oscars. Like, who does that? Like, you
right.
didn't even.
Hey, we doing it. We going into it, see? And you promised me you wasn't going to go into it, man. Y'all don't want to... We're trying to make y'all laugh tonight.
We're going to laugh. This is about...
Sometimes people just need to laugh.
We're going to laugh.
So, condolences, you know what I'm saying? We're not discrediting it, but we also don't want to get stuck there because we know that you guys have been bombarded with that, and we don't want to contribute to the sadness. So,
yes. Black people finally got their Elvis. Go ahead.
You're not funny. The reason why I brought LDT here today is because you guys just let Jay Smooth slide with that premium when he did that shit to that girl.
What?
We let him slide? Did you not listen to the subsequent
I listened,
shows?
But like, I feel like it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough of a punishment.
What, you want us to flog him? Just,
maybe. Maybe.
I mean, you know, maybe. You want to sit here?
No. It's all good. All right. But I brought LDT today because LDT...
What's she going to do to him?
I think she's going to make him face his biggest fears.
Is this going to be something like how first Alley Cat is going to do you?
Nah. I'm going to enjoy what first Alley Cat can do to me. I don't think he's about to enjoy this process. Jay Smooth is going to have to be vulnerable. He's going to have to be real with himself. And he's going to have to face his flaws today.
Yo, I love the new French Reggie, man. Before we get to Smooth, I love the new French Reggie, man. He is, like, bold.
No, nigga, he's a world traveler now.
So he's willing to go anywhere.
No, yeah, he's seen some shit.
Above the equator, below the equator.
He's seen some
probably
shit.
Probably in the equator. There's going to be a whole bunch of shit going on. That's all I'm saying.
Niggas get world traveled and, you know, they get exposed to different experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of exposure, hey, man, I'm not sure if you should go back, bro.
Yeah, no. I just messaged my boss.
And is he coughing? He needs to send you like a video.
That's what she just did.
What? She coughed?
No, she sent not of her. She sent me a video of what's going on.
Nah, she needs to send you a video proof of life.
No.
Everybody in the school need one by one go down the row with video and everybody wait, that motherfucker didn't wave. What's his name? The little one. The Chinese little one. What's his name?
I don't know his name.
You don't know his name?
Just call him Wong Zhu.
Do you really work there?
Just call him Wong Zhu.
What are you talking about?
The little one.
What little one?
It was in the video, nigga. The little one. The Chinese boy.
You taking a picture of his dick.
Wow.
Using the locker room.
We're talking about kids, Smooth. We're talking about kids.
Oh, I thought the one he was talking about the locker room.
Little kid, your favorite. The little one, though. He speaks like he's an adult, but he's real little.
Midget. He's a midget.
Okay. What's his name?
Okay.
Nigga, y'all got an Asian midget? Shut the fuck up. An Asian midget? I didn't think Asians came in midget size.
Of course. They're all short anyway.
Yeah, a midget is a human. Every group of people.
A human? Nigga,
every
human,
group of people
nigga.
Got it. Every group of people got it.
A midget is a human.
It's inclusive.
It's inclusive.
Fuck. So, nigga, I'd love to see that little Chinese midget.
You do realize midgets are everywhere, though.
They are, nigga. I just want to find out. I want to find out what a dwarfville is.
See,
nigga.
Here we go. This is a recycled joke.
I'm just saying, you want to know where
the midget bitches be at.
I do. I'm telling you, before I leave this bitch, right. Let me find out.
Should we start doing that? Should we start finishing them for him?
Yeah, because we are.
Right. I do. I'm telling you, nigga. That's
his way. You trying to avoid what the shit that's
man,
about to
happen. Man, I'm going to go through that.
Yo,
she got these goddamn spades cards on here. I'm going through that shit right now. I mean, hey, them cards look like we used to play the game at kindergarten and shit, first, second grade. No motherfucker. But I'm ready to look at that shit and see what's going on.
You ready?
If it's bullshit, French, I'm gonna call bullshit out.
Yo, LDT, now let the listeners know.
Hey, can you call her name? Cause that LDT sound like LGBT and all that shit. And if she wanna relate to this goddamn shit, hey, don't
it's
let that
okay
nigga
if you wanna come
shit.
Out. Yo, if you can tell him to come out.
No, we're not doing that. We're not gonna.
Hush, French.
I don't want him to do anything.
Let the cars
do the motherfucking talking.
So LGB.
LDT
Tourette. Hey.
So did we say what's about to happen? Did you tell them what's about to happen?
No.
So, I didn't give them details, but listeners know.
Here's what I know, listeners. I don't know much because this isn't my wheelhouse. But from what I understand, Smooth is about to get his tarot read, his cards read.
Yes.
And
which personally I would never do, but
get a little bit closer. Yeah.
Put it you gotta put your mouth close to the mic. Get close to it.
Recycle joke. Recycle joke.
Hey, get close to it. There you go. Hold that motherfucker pop.
Another one.
Wow. There you go, get close.
Four.
At any point you feel uncomfortable.
But he's for real though.
Is these cards gonna tell me I'm gonna get some pussy this year?
Wait a minute.
Is that what you wanna No, I was gonna ask that, you what that, do you
whatever
want
Whatever you tell
read?
Me.
Well, is that what you wanna know?
I wanna get to know you first for our listeners.
Yeah. So, all right. So my name is Tatiana.
There we go.
I go by Little Devil Tarot. I do YouTube. I'm on Instagram.
You gotta talk to him. You gotta stay in front that month.
This is like talking to a dick.
That's it.
But you,
I
but
feel
you
like I'm cross eyed.
So
right
when you
now,
talk to a dick,
look at
when you talk to this, what would you normally say?
That's how they all are.
What's the normal distance?
They look cross eyed. They look cross eyed. Hey.
So you know from that angle, huh, Jay Smooth?
Yeah. Hey.
Is that how you cross your eyes too?
No, she. She gotta look at me.
It's a pro thing.
So you said YouTube.
YouTube, what else?
I do Instagram. I do personal readings for people a lot. I really enjoy the personal readings. I'm just getting into YouTube, but I started off with Facebook. And like I would do audio messages and people just started listening to the shit. And
how long you been doing it? That long?
It's been about, yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while.
So what kind of got you into it? You woke up one day and wanted to start doing this as a side hustle?
No, I was triggered into that shit. But
you was triggered into it? Tricked into it? I'd be tricking bitches too.
No,
not tricking.
She said I was tricked into it.
Triggered with two G's.
Yeah. I'm like, well,
I'm not trying to like incriminate myself. Uh-huh. Right, right. So, you know.
I be incriminating myself on the day. I trick bitches all the time. I ain't even gonna lie. But come on.
So does someone have to be certified at this, or how do you get your stripes?
Yeah.
Honestly, I just started with reading fucking cards. Like, I was always good at like poker, spades, and shit like that. And I always felt like I connected to the cards. One fucking day, I just started reading somebody's energy. It was so random.
Okay. Damn. You know what? I'm good at spades, I probably can do this shit too, huh?
I play poker.
Are you a visual person? Like, I see a lot of visuals. I can hear shit. You know, like, this is kind of weird, but you know, what's weird?
The earphones.
Like, you don't want the headphones on?
I mean,
we can all take headphones off if you like.
Oh shit,
that's better.
If it messing with your juju,
can you hear them now? You can hear it.
Yeah.
What do you hear?
The spirits.
What is in this room? Is something in this room?
No, like your house is like, no, your house has like very pure, nice energy. So
it does, doesn't it?
Look at this nigga.
No, for real.
This nigga really light skinned.
What you mean? She said she liked my shit.
Come on.
His dogs are amazing. They have great aura.
Because we love them.
They're very respectful.
Because we love them.
And they're very clean. Like, that's something I don't notice with most dogs is that they're clean.
They take a bath every other day.
They don't, not every day.
No, I mean,
that's
like,
not healthy.
Like, they eat healthy too. They do. Like, very they're different. Very, yeah.
We actually go to the Whole Foods dog market.
She called it on the eating healthy. How would she know that?
Because you mentioned you were psychic a little bit, or a little bit, or a lot of it.
A lot. It happens sometimes.
Like, that's so Raven psychic, like, you see the shit, woof. Or like psychic, like, you can tell me the numbers.
I can tell you numbers. Sometimes I have moments like that where like I'm just seeing auras and colors and like visuals around you as I'm talking to you.
The studio lights aren't throwing you off, are they?
Is it too
a little bit, but I can work a little with bit. It. I mean, you know, I work in front of the camera
frequency
a
or whatever.
I go some
I work in front of the camera a little bit. It's fine. Yeah.
Don't them things like kind of remind you of porn? Like, they had a setup.
Here's the funny thing, right? He thinks this is gonna disarm you. I already know. I can read your aura too, and you're like, this shit is dumb, and I can't wait to get to these motherfuckers.
So yeah, that's what I've been waiting on. That's why I want to just bring the listeners.
Because French had his shit read last night.
Well, let me get the live room. If you have any questions for LDT,
put him on.
Throw him in the room, and that way we can, you know, while we're getting to know her, we're only spend a couple more seconds because we want to get to this reading. And Jay Smooth is shaking. Y'all can't see it on camera, but
Jay Smooth is holding the water bottle so tight.
His bracelet on. His
anal beads.
He took that for my swag.
Like,
that's how much of
it is. Beyonce says, somebody says smell. Don't smell like no booty to me. At least today.
Okay, well, I guess.
Let's start. Let's just start.
Without further ado,
let's get into it.
Double turret.
So we're going to try our best to not say anything, but this is about to probably be funny.
We can talk?
Y'all can talk.
Okay, so it's not going to fuck up the energy? All right, let's go.
I feel like, well, you know what? I should leave it up to you. What do you want to do?
This hey, come way. On. It's what
you want us to be quiet, Jay Smooth?
No.
No, y'all good. Hey, I don't mind sharing.
I can't be quiet.
I don't mind sharing.
And what's your zodiac sign?
You psychic. You tell me.
I've been trying to think this whole time.
If you had to guess, goddamn, I'm gonna describe. I'm a freak. I'm nasty as fuck.
You could just be saying that though.
Nah, what's the freakiest sign? What's the freakiest sign?
That's not the freakiest sign.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
People who believe in that stuff don't say that you're the freakiest sign.
Yeah,
they usually say Scorpios, and you're definitely not
right.
A Scorpio.
You're not a Scorpio.
It's because one.
He's not a Scorpio.
Not
she said definitely not.
Yeah, it's not the sign. It's the symbol. Not,
what do you
not,
think?
It's the symbol.
One of the symbols. It's
androgyny.
I don't want to give it away.
You're a Gemini.
Nope.
You're Cancer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joe, she was 1-for-2.
I'm an opposite of you. See, we're going to get along.
Okay, yeah.
1-for-2.
This is going to be...
I'm smashing.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm smashing. I'm smashing. Hell yeah. Yes. And we the opposite. I love that shit. Yes.
Let's start,
Jay Smooth cut that heat on here.
I sense fire energy right now.
I love it. Energy is kicking. Yes,
but you know what? I give him props. He's going against the nerves.
What did
he's
I tell
he's
you?
Fired.
We were driving over here. I was like, I hope he's not a Cancer.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, wow.
Let's go.
You ain't got to take it to the crib. I got you, dog.
That's good.
Let's see. Which one of these cards
I
you
can
want?
Always, like, with cancers, I can which, always
you pick one, since we opposite.
Your sexual energy.
But he's shitting his pants right now. That's just
nah, he think he good.
He think he good for real, yeah.
I'm ready to hear this shit. Damn.
So all we're going to talk about your love? Player?
Huh?
Are we going to talk about your love life? Or are we going to talk about... Ooh.
We can talk about whatever energy you want to talk about.
Let's start with the love here. Life.
Love hey, life. Nigga, it's not you.
Yeah, but...
It's me.
Jason, he did volunteer for this.
I respect that.
So...
You volunteered? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was kind of...
he was kind of voluntold. He was voluntold.
It's pressured into this shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
She fucking called... She saw right through that, too. She was like, you don't seem like a volunteer kind of nigga.
Okay, look, shit. J-Mac, you can't even do that.
Oh, secret's finna be revealed. Pisces okay. energy.
Oh, okay. Shit.
The bone card here.
So you got to remember that they can't exactly see, so...
Let me hold it up for him.
No, you don't have to. Come on, that's going to take too long.
And it's the color that you're wearing, too. A lot of blues and stuff.
Talking
like
the
that
mic.
Bracelet that you
have. This motherfucker look like Dragon Ball Z.
No, come on, man. Put the card down. I just want, LDT, I want you to kind of just briefly explain a little bit when you see the card. Because okay, the listeners can't see.
This is a moon card. Moons talk about secrets being revealed, things coming to light.
I believe it.
Something being exposed, shown. Obviously, it's night and dark as hell outside, too.
Okay.
So.
What's that one you just dropped?
It's Ten of Wands. Ten of Wands is fiery energy. It talks about having a heavy load, heavy burden.
Yeah, like a stomach?
This can also be talking about you. It could be talking about your diet, but you know.
Wow. The diet? Damn, that's how fat you are, Jay Smooth.
Nigga, it could be this pipe I'm toting around, nigga. Hey. Right? Could be the pipe,
like
right?
He's trying to get
like
so
heavy
hard.
Pipe, huh?
You're holding on to other people's emotions and shit like that, too. You are very damaged in a way because you have a lot of baggage, mm-hmm. but it's not baggage that belongs to you.
Okay.
And I feel as though soon there might be a person who enters into your life. A Libra, Gemini, Aquarius,
Sagittarius, Capricorn, Scorpio.
Those are the signs that you're looking for in this reading.
No, I was just going through the rest of them. You had three.
They're all air signs.
Oh, air. Okay. All right.
There might be somebody who like communicates with you, says something very hurtful to you, but at the end of the day, I feel like here. You will be powerful. You're coming through as the Emperor card.
Yeah, nigga, I'm going to be powerful. Yes.
Powerful in what ways?
Powerful in an authoritative way.
Okay. Controlling.
No, nigga,
maybe in promotion, nigga. Maybe that new gig, nigga.
Oh, you know yeah, saying? Yeah. Stop your job.
I don't need you helping her.
I'm not helping her. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to understand.
You can commentate.
I'm just trying to understand.
I don't need him commentate because he gonna fuck my shit. He fucking up our energy, boo. Oh. If you going to ride with me, don't let that nigga talk. You ride with me tonight. I got you. Hey, I got you. Oh, shit. What that
what
mean?
Happened? What just what happened? That was a long pause.
Oh, shit. What that say?
There's going to be something here that happens.
It will.
You don't change, like,
overnight.
Think been like that since high school.
Something's not coming in. There might not be some news coming in. I feel as though...
you going to tell me something tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. I give you my number.
I'm kind of picking up on that energy too. He's not lying, yo.
Hell yeah. You single? Yo, we can do this also down in Atlantic Station.
He trying to throw you off your game. Keep reading.
Yeah. No, the listeners are asking you to stay close to the mic.
Yeah, put
sorry,
your mic.
You guys.
Yeah. If you need to tilt that thing a little bit.
Why are y'all saying shit like that? Knowing what he just
that's
said.
That's only him. Y'all. We're not talking
about I'm talking about the people.
Because they got to hear you.
They got to hear you.
So yeah. you got to put that thing close.
We all do it.
Yeah. Well, we don't all do that.
If you need me to hold a mic
for
you, man, I got you.
I wasn't messing with y'all. I'm just saying.
Okay. What? So come on. Now, what do you say?
Yeah, that was a bunch of them all at once.
That's a gay card right there.
I think that's
and
the
you
fool.
Got the King of Pentacles. Okay.
Okay.
Pentacles.
This is money. This is financial. Like you're to females, you're going to be looking like you're wealthy. You're financially stable. You got your shit together.
Saving hopes.
But there's no news coming in. It's like there's some stagnancy here with the Hanged Man. The Hanged Man talks about, if I don't know if y'all can.
Let me see that. Let me see Hanged Man. I am kind of hanging. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. I am though. I ain't even gonna lie. I'll show you later. I'll pull this motherfucker out in a minute. I ain't gonna do it on live though. But
wow.
No, I'm just saying.
We'll get flagged on Facebook and YouTube.
No, I wouldn't do that shit on the show. But go ahead.
Yeah.
So Hanged Man. So what the Hanged Man?
Stagnancy.
I ain't commit suicide, so
that's not what stagnancy means.
I feel like you don't change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
You're stuck. Yeah. But I feel as though
I do be fucking with them same ass ragged ass hoe though.
Yeah, you kind of want to be stuck though.
I do sometimes.
It's like it's something that you've chosen to do with the Three of Wands here. Three of Wands talks about you making a decision, you sticking by it, and you see there's two dragons. This could be like two thought processes where maybe you're in your fucking head all the time. Talking about shit, you know, I should stop or I shouldn't stop. But
I'd be saying that shit at the beginning of the year.
You already made the decision any fucking way because you still haven't done anything about it.
Yep.
You know, I feel like, yeah.
I like this. Me and you, we going to have to do some pillow talk.
I didn't tell you like me with the Knight of Pentacles. I'm a Capricorn, y'all, and I literally just came up in his reading. Like, no lie.
Shit, I told you. Nigga, it's on. French, I appreciate you bringing it.
But it's hey, easy knockdown, nigga. This easy knockdown.
And you still
this
have
Nine of Wands about being blocked off, though. So
you trying to block
me? I'm mentally blocked off.
You ain't gonna let me get?
You're mentally blocked off?
Yeah. So I'm not paying attention to that.
Wait a minute. So this reading is about you and him at the same time?
I can see my energy through this because I'm picking up on what he's feeling right now.
French, nigga, appreciate it. You know, most time when you get an opportunity to hit somebody, hey, it's mutual friendship.
You don't
like
hit when somebody gives you the
right. I told you. Hey,
and we all put it for you, and you haven't done nothing.
No, look.
You guys are married now.
You did. I did knock her down. Uh-huh. You did? You did? Uh-huh. I did not. Yeah, I slept on that one, but hey.
Is another one?
No,
he introduced? Yeah.
Oh, he didn't? Nothing?
Nothing.
Garbage. Just garbage game.
Yeah. No, I didn't. It was just we.
She was too advanced for him.
No,
she was far. I could just tell. She was an advanced lady. Like,
no.
She had seen all the niggas that's like him
right.
A million times. Look. So like everything he said, she was like, yeah, I got that. I already seen that. Yeah, I already seen that.
Nah.
So you smashed. She's saying you smashed then. You're lying, nigga. You did not smash.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
He's trying to do his move.
It's my pose.
I'm sorry, Editee. You can.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
Gee, I like this.
So what are all the different cards, like stacks? What's that about?
It's just different decks.
They all the same shit, though?
No. It's different decks. So this one is another tarot deck, actually, as well as this one. Then we have, like, decks out here that give,
make sure
like,
you stay in the mic, yeah.
Then you have cards like this that give you, like, advice, information, dietary changes. They could be talking about your kids, your job. You know,
stay away from that shit. Stay away from that shit. Stay where you're at. I like this line.
Here's what we need to find out. All right, LDT. We need to find out about his dad. That's what we need to find out. All right.
What's your dad's sign?
You don't even know.
He don't know his dad. Is there a card for that?
It's gonna make me cry.
Is there a card with a nigga sitting on a bench waiting on his dad to come pick him up? The kid of wines.
And
we need to find out about his dad.
The orphan.
And we need to find out.
Has he passed or is he alive?
No, he's still alive.
We need to find out about
my biological sperm donor.
His body count. Because I think he's inflated it, and we're trying to figure out why the insecurity and the need to inflate.
Well, he's a narcissist, so.
We've done the test on that.
Titan, let me tell you something, right? This is us. This is our appointment. Don't let them outside influence fuck our energy up because it's like the lady on Poltergeist. You know, that lady on Poltergeist, when she was talking to Carol Ann, and they had that energy and shit. Don't let them motherfucker fuck with our shit.
No, I'm just trying to make sure that we stay on point because I don't want her getting into some shit that we don't give a fuck about. All we care about is embarrassment. And shit.
Yeah. I want to know if he's been touched.
Yeah. You said secrets will be revealed tonight.
Yeah.
Is there a three-finger card?
So she pulled out a black egg, nigga. That means my eggs ain't swimming. My sperms ain't swimming.
You said it right, Transy.
That one just dropped. That one just happened.
Ooh. That's a crow. The crow, hey, nigga.
Yeah, I remember Sandra Bullock. Goddamn. No. Like, yeah. Hey,
that was
goddamn,
Brandon Lee.
What's that movie where they couldn't take the mask off and shit? They a motherfucker died right
box
there.
Box or some shit? Nope. What was it called?
Nope. Bird box.
Bird box.
And otter. That goes up in a butt.
Nigga, that's an otter box, nigga. That's like otter box. Nigga.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Spider. That means I'm caught up in somebody's
web. This is about to talk about your father.
Okay.
So he's actually very wise. He's an OG.
That's why he ain't around.
he's an OG for real. Like spiders talk about having a lot of wisdom, being very intuitive. They're very connected with their environment. And I feel as though he is very connected with his environment. He could possibly be still in the same place or area that he was in, maybe around the time that he had you, or he hasn't moved a lot.
Prison.
For real?
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Oh, shit. I wouldn't be surprised.
You say he's an OG, though. Their family did own the first black store in Jackson, Mississippi.
Is that what we're doing now?
Hey, look, hey, y'all fucking about energy. Come on. What's the otter?
The otter and
I
the
seen
birds.
That motherfucker on.
But is she right movie. About your dad? Is he in the same
you
place?
Don't know. Wait, nigga, I'm gonna tell you, nigga. Okay, shut up.
She telling him about his daddy.
You gonna fuck up this porn movie. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
I feel like this is you because you are a Cancer. That is a water sign as well as Piscean energy and Scorpio energy. But the Cancer is like. I just feel like he doesn't know a lot about you. I feel as though, in a way, he has negative thoughts about the situation overall with this serpent card, you know? It's like, he quickly thinks about you. And there's just a negative connotation with you. The situation overall. I feel as though something wasn't said or somebody doesn't know something with the crow card here in the reverse. I feel like he has never given up hope. You know, the crow talks about like death. And I feel as though he doesn't necessarily feel as though the situation is dead or that you will never see each other. Like he hasn't given up hope. But I also feel here where he
what is that? That's an egg?
Black egg. Black egg is actually not bad. This is from the spiritual realm. I feel as though Jay you're Smooth a lot wiser than him.
Jay Smooth used to teach in a church.
Shut up, Jay, man.
You did,
yeah,
right?
I did. But she, hey, I'm in this, man. Y'all fucking up my energy. I swear, every time I'm connected to my nigga,
we'll
y'all
up.
Break the line.
Now, shut up.
Why would you make up your mind?
I wanted to get to the juicy shit because
I'm telling you, nigga, this is.
But like, you're wiser than him in a lot of ways, but he doesn't know that. I feel like you guys are actually spiritually connected. I connect with like purples as being like ancestors and stuff like that. I feel like you guys like will be very connected. You might do things similarly and don't even realize it. Or y'all might do like the same shit on the same day, like eating the same food on the same day. Shit like
fucking same bitches and shit.
No, I ain't fucking nobody. My dad fucking.
I mean, just you he fucking at the same time.
You fuck with your uncle. That's your dad's brother.
So can you find out?
That was my mama, bro.
So it's cool to fuck with your mom's brother.
He younger. He a lot younger.
Would you and your mom meet a bitch together?
Let's be honest. Come
you
on,
said
man.
You would. You said you would do it with your dad.
Up. That's bullshit.
Oh, but the uncle is okay. Nigga, what's the line?
That's fucked up.
Mac, what's the line?
That wasn't it.
What's the line? Am I tripping?
No.
Yeah.
J Mac, would you fuck somebody with your uncle?
No.
You fuck somebody with your mom?
Hell no.
You fuck somebody with your mom? Anyone of you niggas fucking somebody with your mom?
I wouldn't fuck anybody with a family member. I wouldn't fuck with another dude.
Yeah, that's the point.
I'm not fucking nobody with my mama.
But you and your uncle have
busted down. Nigga, that's cool. Nigga, that's like a brother. He's young, like a brother.
He's
only a few years older than us.
But back to the topic. Can you figure out
y'all putting salt on my shit. Hey, don't let this fuck with us. If I'm a smash, don't let that shit come out.
Can you figure out what caused the division between the two? Like why
what why do you
daddy
mean?
Was at home?
What are you talking about? Why daddy never came back from getting some cigarettes?
Can you figure out what caused the separation?
Daddy went to get some lotto tickets and never came back.
No, like we want to know what caused the problems. Like what caused the trauma?
Old shit. Okay. Old shit between your parents is what causes shit. Old shit. And I say that because when you look at a spider web, that shit is old shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit been there for a long fucking time.
But what are the old shit?
It's old shit.
What?
Like,
what is
somebody,
that
like, it's
did you
like,
know what he said?
It's like somebody got caught cheating or whatever.
Uh-oh.
And like, she just happened to be like pregnant type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
some
okay.
shit like that. Yeah.
And see,
oh,
and that's like you. You know, you kind of like your daddy that way. You know what I mean?
J-Mac, you don't know my daddy.
I'm just saying.
J-Mac, you don't know my daddy, man.
Right?
Okay, that's what we doing, J-Mac?
You shit on my dad?
She said, like, he could probably have been a hoe.
I swear, if J Smooth's dad was here, we probably would not be able to touch my part. I just feel like that. That's the energy I feel in my cards.
I bet they would knock down a bitch together.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, if they met.
But he's tripping about the mom thing. I don't get it.
Right. Like,
what's the line? What, is there a different line?
No, like if him and his dad like ever got to be close and know each other, I bet he would knock.
They probably
like,
would just like, Mississippi is small.
We both
probably
like the
already
same,
fucked the same women.
We both like the same kind of bitches.
Hey, they fucking up out of energy. Come on, boo. Come on, finish this shit. Cause you doing a real good motherfucking job.
Get Unk from mom's like.
What else do you want to know?
I was just trying to see what else you had in the hand over there. You know, like, I mean, shit.
Yeah,
you
give her something.
He been saying,
no, seriously,
give
like,
her something.
He been saying he's gonna get married for 3 years, every year,
yeah,
every
let's
New
talk about
Year
his
resolution. He
and,
says he's gonna get married.
In the new smooth.
She said right there with the one car. I keep going back and forth. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I said.
So let's find the root of that. Let's find
but
the
you,
root of that.
You're not
problem.
Doing shit. Is what I'm saying. Like you've already made a decision. You just
to be
contemplating. Yeah. Like, oh, did I make the right decision or not? Like you've already decided that you kind of want to be single. I feel like there was something that happened a long time ago to you. Heartbreak in the past. You could have been like
left me at the hospital and shit.
Before that. Before that.
Way before that.
No, like I'm saying like
that's what we talking about my dad shit earlier, spider web.
Nah, she about to get
no,
to
there's
it.
Some disharmony with a female that's like fucked with you.
She said disharmony.
Was she always a female?
Or did she just shock that nigga?
Fuck you, Beyonce.
She just shocked, surprised that nigga.
Hey. That's a disharmony. Right. Like, this ain't no, you ain't no woman.
Yeah, you've been stagnant
forever.
Like, you've been stagnant.
Like some Antoine Fisher type shit.
Yeah, like you've been stagnant since then. We got the chariot in the reverse, which is cancer.
I love
energy.
Busting chariot. I swear to God. Hey. Hey,
you see how you breathe?
You see how you breathe? You like,
Smooth.
Hell yeah, I love that shit.
Stand by, Smooth. She said cherry in reverse. That's your shit getting popped.
That's right. Yeah. That is true.
That's your shit getting popped.
Yeah.
Oh, so you gonna pop my chair?
No,
I'm about to say. I heard
that. So you gonna pop my chair? Have you ever
pop my chair?
Hold on, LDT. Have you ever used a strap on a man? Look at her face.
I don't strap on.
Like he wants. I'm freaky, but like
he wants to be milked though. So you have to like.
You want to be milked?
No, yeah, it's walnut. Prostate. You have a prostate milk.
Tell me what you want.
You ever put your finger in the nigga ass?
She said,
wow. This nigga gay.
It's okay. It's okay. You can just say yes. You lick ass. That shit is.
Is it? Are you doing her reading now?
No. I'm talking to her. I'm trying to see him. Hey, look. She laughing. Hey, look. You like your ass ate though, right?
No.
You know.
I swear to God, I had this thought earlier about eating ass, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
There you go.
That shit was
gonna
come up.
Telling you, yeah, that shit's coming up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! What are you talking about?
So when you guys are on the way here,
they was
like
talking
earlier
about
today.
Ass. So French,
do you know that French Reggie will only give you 3 days before he eats your ass?
You got three dates.
She's learning about French Reggie. Right. French Reggie eats ass. That's
three dates.
Earlier, I don't know if y'all.
I have no shame.
That's why he don't grow a mustache.
No, I
don't know if y'all picked up on this, but earlier, French was talking about he got a new tattoo.
Yeah.
She says she seen it.
Hey, no, French Reggie's.
We've never fucked. We've never had sex.
What about mentally, like through the tarot? Like when you read his reading, did y'all feel nothing? You didn't feel nothing?
I don't know about him, but I wasn't worried about that. That's Reggie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how'd you feel,
Reggie? To
I was listening to the tarot. I was just listening to what she had
she
to
said,
say.
That's Uncle Reggie. I'd be
that's
daddy
Uncle
smoke.
Veggie.
I'd
my kids call him Uncle
smooth.
Veggie.
Yeah, so that's, what else you got
you've been stagnant, like. You got a lot of options in love with the Seven of Cups here. This talks about basically being a whore.
Oh, shit.
And then,
that's
like,
that first.
So let me ask you a question. They ain't gonna stop you, though, if I'm like that, though, is.
Well, you got the Six of Cups right here, which means love coming in.
Okay.
I mean, you're a Cancer. You're a whore. I got love coming in. Y'all are water signs. Y'all are emotional. Y'all like
this
a lot of people.
It ain't gonna, this ain't gonna stop me, though, is. Me
what
being a hoe and a water sign, and I got love in the cup. I'm still good.
That's a new joke.
For me,
love in the cup. He doesn't even know what he's saying.
I got love in the cup, nigga. Shit.
Come on. See what you did.
Hold on. Talk. Can we talk? Can I guide this
you
for a second?
You want to know about so his this number, 60, right?
The whore, 67. The whore thing, right. So, yeah. So do you, if you had to guess how many people he had sex with in your psychic realm, where would you lay that number?
265.
Okay.
Okay.
Nigga. Hey, we got here.
Oh, so now you believe in psychics. Now this nigga believe in psychics.
Hey, shit. Hey, boo, you doing a good motherfucking job. You hired. You fucking hired. Fuck these niggas. Because these niggas ain't shit. I'm telling you, I told you ride with me tonight. Because I want you to finish reading this while we driving.
I don't know if anything will happen. You got the Two of Cups here.
And that means
some more cups. And the Two of Cups in the upright. So it might not be. Two of Cups talks about like love, emotion. That's like, ooh. But the Two of Wands, you know, I'm not going to lie.
Two of Wands, 69s. Shit, no, my nigga.
You see, we doing the same shit, bro.
My nigga.
Hey. But it won't stay hard.
But listen, wait a minute. I thought that
it might get hard, but it won't stay hard.
I thought that one was the herpes.
You don't think I can do the part?
You can do it. All you got to do is rub them hands and just clear. That motherfucker jumpstart that motherfucker.
He hasn't told that joke in a while. That's like year one.
That motherfucker.
Hey. But it still counts. He repeated it.
When she said something came out, I thought that was the rash. I thought she was.
Can you go back to that first card that talk about what caused him to be a whore? Like,
who gives a fuck, nigga?
No, I could tell you.
Antoine Fisher story.
He has
nigga.
A boosted like
ego.
Ego, yeah.
Okay. Big dick. Don't stay hard long, but it's good.
Five minutes?
That
issue?
No,
seriously?
About 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. No, nigga. You've taken every pill known to man.
That motherfucker gonna go like this. That motherfucker gonna go like this.
What he
said? About 15 minutes, that motherfucker all energy up.
What'd he say? What about that crane he said he used to?
I know, splint. No, could that be because of the 265? Like, his dick is just tired? Like, it ran too much mileage?
Listen, nigga, I'm hanging him up. He gonna be retired. Look.
That's actually not a bad number.
It's not. See, I told you.
It's not.
That's a bad number. So what if I were to tell you that the average human has had sex with 11 people?
She say you probably still, lying.
Yeah, They ain't got enough practice.
No, this is what like happens with sex is like people forget that they've had sex with people, honestly.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And if that shit has happened like one time, you don't remember that person or like you randomly think of that fucking person, you don't even think of it as sex. Like, you'd be like, oh, that doesn't count.
Friendship number might be higher.
I remember everybody. He only counts boyfriends.
Because he's intertwining souls. That's
yeah, yeah. I meant, exactly. I remember mine.
So this little chick, you said this is the couple cups.
No. The other one is the Six of Cups. That Seven of Cups that you're holding right there talks about an illusion of love, having a lot of options.
She's swinging on that vine, though. She's swinging
like
on that vine.
It's like springtime,
yeah. Yeah, this motherfucker. Yeah, you can spring it up. That means you might be good with it.
So, Willie, is there a card that will predict if he'll ever find love or stop being stagnant?
Nigga, today I just found love with my psychic, nigga.
Respect.
If O-Dub can fuck his doctors, nigga, why can't I fuck my psychic?
Hey.
Am I right, though? I mean, it's a possibility, right?
He's trying to get a hard negotiation right now on air.
He was on camera. That's a contract.
Like one of them niggas that want to propose at the fucking baseball game.
Right.
Like, what's she going to say?
Yeah.
Man, you should have told her, nigga, I was cute, nigga. Shit. You talk about men all the time. He ain't tell you how good looking I was.
I saw the podcast a few times.
And you?
I felt like you look heavier on camera.
Yeah, but I look good in person, don't I? Because most motherfuckers be thinking I'm fat on camera. I'm like, I'm really small.
Yeah.
Like, they be talking shit.
For real, no.
I'm not that big, though, Emma.
No.
I'm good. See, I tell motherfuckers. See, I tell you, motherfuckers.
We can't.
Y'all
be
thinking I'm big as fuck. I am really fucking small. I'm not as small as J-Mac. I'm not small as French Reggie, but I'm damn sure not big as Beyonce. Thank you, boo. I appreciate it. Me and you, we gonna get along good. I told you.
Nigga, it's that motherfucking.
Fuck that, nigga. You know what? I saw my uncle, goddamn, King Coon just said some shit on the goddamn live the other week. That nigga said, Smooth ain't got no muscles in his arm.
You don't.
Nigga.
You really don't. She didn't say you were muscular. She said you're not as big.
Check this out. And then I saw my side. I said, nigga, I kind of look big on camera. I said, this camera putting 25-30 pounds on me.
You know what all that means is that you look really fat on camera.
No, I'll tell you what, Bianca's got panoramic view only on my side. You know what I'm saying? It blows. It makes the image look bigger than what it really is.
You're at the edge of the fisheye?
Yeah.
It's not a fisheye lens.
Nigga, on my side, it is.
It's not.
You got a fisheye belly, nigga.
This nigga, yeah. That's okay. I'm straight. Am I straight, boo?
Yeah, you straight. She said straight.
No, fuck that. I'm straight, right? Mm-hmm. I see. I can get it. I get it. I get it. Hell yeah.
This nigga's a beggar. Nigga. How you get to 265 and you beg?
Nigga. The law average.
You're
nigga.
About to stop, though.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
Tonight. It's my night. Tonight.
What is that? What is that?
That's
a stop sign? What is that?
Letting go. Letting go of a lot of options. No, I feel like, honestly, real shit, there's going to be something that happens with an air sign, a Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. This person is going to be like watching you or doing something.
What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, she Capricorn too. Hey, you watch me. Go ahead.
She said, she didn't say nothing about that.
Hold on. She said, one of the motherfuckers, I'm going to be watching them. I'm going to let them go, and they're going to jump in Capricorn. All
right,
no,
go ahead.
I was talking about a female doing this to you.
Oh, they
she's going
to
see something she don't fucking like she peeping shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's going to either be an argument that takes place or you drop this hoe.
I'm dropping them motherfuckers.
And I don't call every female a whore. I genuinely feel like this person is coming with some, like, very... This female, whoever this person is, they're very emotionally unstable.
That's what he likes.
They want a lot of sex, but they're almost intolerable in a way. Like, they always want to be under your fucking neck. And
hell
like,
yeah, I can't I'm not stand a, say trick this like, a on chick camera. Like that.
I'm not gonna say this in the mic, but like her pussy is not even worth it.
That is. She said her pussy ain't worth it. Fuck that. I'm saying that shit loud. Hey, she said her pussy ain't worth it. I'm just saying it.
Who talking about the one you with now?
Nigga, that nigga, thank you, Jesus.
You with somebody now?
Lord, Lord.
You with somebody now? Is that what you're admitting on camera?
The girl you with right now, pussy ain't worth it?
I didn't say I was.
That's what you just said.
That's what he asked you.
He
said that the other day, too.
Yeah,
remember?
He did. I don't know what he be doing.
So, look. Hey, I appreciate that. Hey, look. You're doing a good job.
So, okay.
No, like, I feel like it's something that you really need to know because, like, you've been contemplating if you still want to be a player or not, or if it's because of this specific person.
You gonna cause me to hang my jersey up?
And it's...
Yeah, say yeah. Yeah, okay. Cool. She gonna cause me hang my shit.
Oh, success.
Hey, I'm gonna get that shit. That nigga that solidified. I'm smashing. Hey, nigga is smashing.
That's why would you think success would be something in business or something?
Nigga, hold up. Success.
Why do you think he this would not?
Say, nigga, this shit say success. Sex.
Sex is his winning.
Yeah, nigga.
His dick is his.
It's something that he's going to be learning that's going to make him feel like he has some sort of key in life. Like he has found the answer that he really needed. He really needed that shit.
So 15 minutes of sex ain't that bad, though, is it?
No.
Bad, see?
If they're
who
great,
said
no.
15 minutes is bad?
No, I'm just telling. 15 minutes ain't bad, nigga. And so you pull all the plugs on that motherfucker after 15 minutes, nigga, as long as you're satisfied.
What plugs? Third time already.
I'm just saying. Third so time. She said 15 minutes, we good.
Continue.
Sex. I like you. I like these motherfucking cars. We gonna have to play with these. We're gonna play with these.
Play what?
Play what? Yeah.
Can you get, that's how you get
can
down
you get
that foreplay?
To the,
you wanna yeah.
Nigga, she did a good job. And
nah, she's doing a great job. I wanna know the what? Root. The root of Jay's
man, food. You don't need to know that shit, nigga. I'm not fucking you, nigga.
The root of everything. Like
I ain't gonna lie, you did such a good job.
Yeah. I want to get to what makes him who he is.
Beside every great man is a great psychic reader.
Okay,
ooh, that's awful.
So
that was really bad.
Yeah, I want to know the shit that makes him do shit like that. You know. Like that part.
You would never find out. We're not reading your goddamn cards. You did a good job tonight, boo. Hey, I'm gonna call my dad and tell that nigga, hey, my nigga, I'm good now. With him, I let go and let God.
So, LTD, I have to be the skeptic here. I don't think you told him anything that was revealing in any way. This is just,
she did,
I could have said all this. Smooth, you know,
I don't know him.
You've been thinking a lot. I feel like you've been thinking a lot. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have good thoughts and sometimes you have bad thoughts, but mostly it's good, right?
No, most of them is bad.
How did I do? Did I pretty good?
No, most of mine is bad. Most of mine is bad.
I'm looking at your,
that's why I'm asking to get to the room.
I'm looking at your aura, and it's just all I see is fat. That's all I see.
Hey, listen, y'all. Y'all already know.
Your
she
aura.
Solidified. I'm not that big.
Your aura is fatter.
I'm telling you, what she's saying is that on camera,
she can't
you look
see, yeah.
hella big.
She can't yes. see
you. You just really big right now.
She can't no, see you for
you
real.
Just big.
She only sees your aura. Your aura is skinny, nigga. But you fat.
You, no, plus, when you sitting down, everybody look a little skinnier sitting down.
Y'all niggas just hating because my ego is fat, nigga. That's all that is.
What are you talking about? Are you talking to us about your dick, my nigga?
No, I said my ego.
Why do you think what are you saying?
My ego is fat.
What does that mean?
See, look here, boo. You know what? You did a good job. See, they're going to fuck us up. They'll cause me and you to pre-ejaculate. You know, we ain't going to let that happen. We going to be good. We going to still be in a... We're gonna be right there. All right.
Hey.
I need you to we stay connected. Caroline.
Are you the same age as French Reggie?
No, I'm older than French Reggie.
Oh, okay. Nigga, it's on now, nigga.
What does that mean? Why is that better? That's
it's
better.
Even better, nigga.
You already said you fuck French Reggie, so it don't matter.
whoa, what? What, nigga? Don't put me in this.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Please.
You
don't
just
put me
you
in
done
this.
Took the energy out
Come
the wrong,
on,
J-Man.
Man. The aura changed.
God damn.
So can you get
this
to the
shifted.
Can you get to the root?
We she good. Nigga, why'd you keep pulling your sweater? You're sweating, you're nervous.
Because he doesn't want me to use the cards. He just wants me to read you intuitively.
Oh, read me, baby. Come on.
I
want you to know I slick got a boner right now. But keep going. Go ahead.
Really dope.
I know.
Stick that's how small it is.
Hey, look, stick your hand under the table.
Really?
No,
come on, bro. It's a show. Yeah, it's a camera, bro. Come on,
okay.
Let's go.
Nigga, shit, we do shit like that, nigga.
No, we ain't trying to get
but
blocked.
But shit, come on, finish reading me. Look into my eyes. Tell me what you see.
So that being a match, you said that like he's your opposite. Does that mean like
I'm a Capricorn? He's
did y'all hear my wife laugh?
Yeah. No. So that was I was getting ready to get to that. Does that stuff? I mean, is there any part of you that likes that corny shit right there? Like he that chef that he's kicking to you right now?
Can I read her?
Yeah.
She's been giggling.
I want to hear her say, so corny. I want to hear her say.
Okay, I'll back off.
Because I've been reading her.
Because I read R's and shit too, man.
We all do.
I would like fantasize about fucking you. Mm-hmm. I don't think we would actually fuck though.
Wow. Ain't no need to fantasize. We can make this shit happen.
This nigga's hilarious.
You with me?
You with me?
We can so when you fantasize, what you was fantasizing?
She was fantasizing about rolling on your
belly. It would be good sex, but it wouldn't like.
Oh, the shit would be amazing.
But
it should be amazing.
I would probably be the person that would like slap the fuck out of you.
I love that shit.
I know. I can tell. And that's why you would like me, and I wouldn't like you.
Will you choke me? Will you ride me and choke me? Just get on top and just ride me.
Jamie Mac, ask that question again, please.
Would you do me like that?
But.
So you don't like it when you have to punish guys like that? That throws
like
you off.
That shit.
You do. So why you say you wouldn't like
him? No, because that's the thing. She don't want to like him.
Oh.
But she already knows that the shit that he likes, she like too.
Yeah. Basically.
See, I'm telling you, bro. I'm already on this shit. I do this shit for a living too, nigga. I be with my motherfucking spades and shit. Nigga be like, that nigga on the block, like, yo, what it is?
Like, I can keep it professional and
so,
everything
so
like
you
that.
Like
but I can always
too?
Pick. Huh?
You like getting slapped too?
I mean, I don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, the choke, though, right? The choke is...
So, two-hand choke, one-hand choke.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it does matter.
I'm telling you.
See, this nigga didn't broke it down to a science.
No, because, like...
Your trachea, it matters because of your trachea.
You got to get that carotid out.
Two-hand is better because you can go on the sides.
Yeah, get that carotid.
If you by mistake hit that front, you might fuck somebody up.
No, so I'm going to tell you. So, let's land on your stomach, right? Your legs spread open. Oh,
man, listen,
you,
this
and
ain't
I'm taking
this ain't
one
that.
Hand and I'm pulling your hair back and I'm just coming up behind your neck. Look at me, look. And I'm just pulling. I'm pulling that motherfucker while I'm thrusting.
I think you're too fat for
I'm
that.
I'm like this. Can you visualize that shit?
Ugh.
Yeah, you about to bust. That motherfucker back. Well,
so that was actually not good.
It was
position.
You don't like that one?
It's good, but you wouldn't do it right.
You missed on that one.
It's good, but you wouldn't do it right.
So if you ride me and I'm reaching up and I'm choking the shit at you, like, you're like,
Please. No. Can we get back? Can we get back?
What is this nigga doing?
Like we letting him win right now. Can we get back?
Why is he being the woman in this example?
Yo, he's gay.
I was about to pull a card.
Yeah.
I was.
The idiot card.
Right.
Can you please read him. Yeah, please.
You have a problem with being honest with yourself, but like you accept it.
Duh. Told you. I called that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. You accept it. And even now, like you're pompous, but you're almost
he doesn't know what that means.
Egotistical. But there's a lot of pain behind it.
Yeah.
And
hurt people, hurt people.
Herpes.
I actually bring the back.
Herpy people, herpy people.
But at the same time, you choose not to focus on that shit because it already fucking happened and you feel like
shit's over and done.
Yeah. You don't have to.
I'm gonna give you my number before we leave.
Don't try to defraud.
Yeah, she ride with me, so it's all good.
Just give it to her now, right now, live on the air.
It's too much.
Queen
pressure.
Of Swords watching.
She who? What?
Who's watching?
The Queen of Swords.
Who
is that?
She already told this nigga, and I picked this card out when she said it. And if you look at it, right, the chick is peeping, right? She said, "Old girl is peeping."
Stop shaking the shit so I can see it.
Oh, I forgot your eyes.
Oh yeah. Though. Okay.
And she said, "Old girl is peeping." And so basically, this card is this lady, and she got one of those spyglass monoculars, and he's checking his fucking messages. You've been acting
so
fool too.
Okay, so 1 out of 10, how willing are you to fuck him for real? Like this is,
I wouldn't have sex with him. It's just
1 of 10. That's
honestly,
what people
need to understand about Tarot, it's very sexual. It can talk about any topic, and so with that, anything can be very sexual to people. So when I am reading people's energies and auras, sometimes I can pick up on their sexual energy and even their sexual energy towards me, but it doesn't make me want
to
fuck.
Shawty, 1 to 10.
Yeah, 1 out of 7.
I wouldn't fuck him.
I get it, but
so
1 to 10.
The
there's no such thing as wouldn't. There's a sliding scale on everything. Hold
okay,
on, right?
One.
Great. There's one. Okay.
One being the greatest, right?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. It was so fun. Uh-oh. It was fun to play with you.
Can we get to that hurt? That's what I've been trying to get.
But it's not hurt, Tatiana.
He's challenged. Fuck the LGBT, right?
Hey, look. Let me tell you something. You know one thing you realize,
oh, they fucking
right?
up our energy?
They fucking up my pussy. That's, them niggas is fucking up. So, hey, it's all good. So, I'll fair, you know. We'll talk about it. We'll revisit that. Okay. We're going to reconnect our energies.
Okay.
I think his game will run out. I don't think he got enough gas in his game tank.
You
got
to give us one thing, though. One thing that
nigga,
solidify.
Because we're about to actually get out of the live version part of this and go to the.
So we need one thing that we didn't know about Smooth that you can discover.
Listen, man, there's been a rumor since day one that he might like dudes. Is there, or maybe got tricked by a dude, likes girls that used to be dudes. One of those three.
Jay, man, you don't get off that dumbass shit, man.
Listen,
you kill me with that.
Let her talk.
I don't think she would embarrass him on live.
Don't
I think
do no
we have
shit
to ask
like that
after the live, and we'll tell
him. Don't do no shit like that.
See, look, he's like, don't do no shit.
Because what you trying to do is influence her to say some bullshit, nigga. That's what all
this nigga's
no,
so scared.
No, all these niggas want. Hey, look.
I'm good.
That's all the niggas.
I'm good.
This will make that nigga
you
work.
You ain't gotta answer no more.
I'm good, my nigga.
The proof is in the pudding, nigga.
I just wanted to see you shake for a second.
Hey,
that nigga was twerking.
That nigga twerk.
Man, I've been watching a lot of TV lately because I got a lot of channels to watch now.
Yes, sir.
I got the good shit.
Stand by. The heater is still on, my nigga. Oh,
he said he was cold.
Can you just lean it over and it'll cut off all the cutoff so it won't burn the house down? Just, I know it's too difficult for you to figure that out. Just lean it over.
I know I turned it off.
Okay, well, you didn't before.
I turned it down, nigga. I'm still cold.
Okay, but it's hot.
How you cold with all that blubber? You saw it, right? It looked a little different when he stood up. Like, damn, that shit hit a little different.
I lied to this nigga. That's just, I had to lie to this nigga.
I'm still not being.
When gravity hit.
Smooth, you weigh 230. Easy.
Damn.
Nope.
Easy.
Nope. He just likes to say no.
Nope.
He really doesn't. He didn't look that big.
Yeah, nigga. Y'all niggas some fucking haters. That's what I'm learning in 2020.
How much
nigga don't fucking matter. You get into your topic.
That's what I thought.
You divert. Get into your topic.
I'm ready to get some money.
You got a lot of channels.
I'm ready to bet.
You got a lot of channels.
And so, nigga, I was wondering, I was watching fucking everything, and I just see all this new shit. Mm-hmm. It's like this transgender is everywhere. Like there's a transgender role on every show, on every, you know, everything, right? There, you can't get away from it now, you know, and
you know what? We need to know though. Our guest, are you do you identify as a woman? I'm not asking, you know, this is 2020, so we have to, don't you think we should ask?
No. Nah. Yeah.
You identify as a woman? Yeah. Okay. And biologically you're a woman too?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just
no. That's a good
no. You have to ask because here's the thing, right? You might say some shit that was out of line because you weren't sure that she identified as something else.
Yeah, so he's right.
I feel like you have to ask now.
Okay, well, no, you know, I wasn't gonna say anything. I mean, listen, I mean, I'm speaking the truth, man. So if a transgender get upset because of something I say, that's not my fault. Because unless they're in charge of all the media and all of that, it's not them,
right?
You know, this is not them doing it. This is the fucking people that are showing and controlling the fucking optics of what we see.
Right.
And we talked about it as far as, you know, environment, nurture, you know, versus nature and that type of shit, right? And you said it, I think we had a survey where it was like, you know, a certain amount of people that end up being homosexual or transgender are exposed into an environment. They have an exposure of.
Well, actually, what the study said was only about a quarter of it is "quote unquote" gay gene or right. transgender gene, or the rest of it is all nurture.
Right.
Very little of it is nature.
Right. And right. so, what I feel like with that is that they understand that, and they're just gradually changing the nurture to where it becomes more and more commonplace, right? Like, for instance, I know it's probably not the greatest analogy, but tattoos. There was a time where only the certain type of people had fucking a gang of tattoos, right? Normal people didn't. You weren't just a normal everyday dad with fucking sleeve tattoos.
Right.
That wasn't the thing to do. There was a time and a place where that wasn't common. It was bikers. It was fucking people that had been in gangs or fucking in the prison, those type of things, or in the military, that type of shit. There was a demographic that got you sleeved up. Now fucking everybody is, and it's normal, right? It's like, it's not a big deal, but there was a stage where, I don't know who made it popular. Maybe it was AI. I don't know who the fuck it was, but made it cool to fucking just cover your body in fucking wall-to-wall ink, and you see it so prevalent now. I mean, everybody's doing it. I got a daughter who's fucking tattoo happy. It's just, it's ridiculous. But I feel like as the generations go on, it's more and more easy to do this. Like, you know, because my generation, not a lot of people were still doing that. But now you see more and more as the younger. And my point is, there's a gradual boiling effect. Like we talked about the fucking hot tub. Like you sit in it long enough, you can gradually get the water to boiling and boil a motherfucker alive without them actually even knowing they're getting boiled because it's so gradual that you raise the temperature.
Right.
And I feel like that's what they're doing with this transgender temperature. They're constantly, you think it's, I'm telling you, bro, it's not. It's fucking out of control.
I just watched a video 2 days ago, I think. And it was like 20 minutes of motherfuckers basically just going back. They're like saying, hey, I thought this was real, but then God woke me up. This ain't real.
Oh, transgenders?
All kind of shit. Gay people, transgenders, all of it. And they're saying, then I mean, there's quite a few people in this video. I'm not saying they're the voice for everybody, but if there's anybody saying this, then that's a side too. The fact that video surfaced and is out now, where people feel like it's necessary to get on stage and say, this is all bullshit. Not that I feel like it's bullshit, but these are people who were gay, who were transgender, who were whatever
right.
gender identity fluidity people, they're the ones saying, I'm not so sure this is real. And to be honest, since I've got a husband, it was a lesbian. Since I got a husband, I got a I was robbing myself of a family. I was robbing myself of being a mom. I was robbing myself of divine order. I was robbing myself of all these things. And as soon as I figured out that there was an opportunity for me to have those things, why would anybody want to give all that up just to be with a woman? It doesn't make any sense to me now. And she said she's never looked at a woman the same way again. She's not attracted to women anymore. And I'm not saying that's everybody's story,
right.
but that's one person's story. So if that can happen in one person's life, we got to put some weight on it. It may not be heavy. We got to put some weight on it.
And because of that, I think that some of this shit is reversing, and it's the needle is flying back to the needle belongs in the middle.
But this is what I think, though, right? This is why I don't believe that, because what I think, and I hate to say it, is that that whole lifestyle community appeals to the marginalized individual, the misfit, the person who doesn't fit in society just right. You know, they don't feel like necessarily they have a place. Well, this community is that, all of it, right? And you could come here and you can be whatever you want to be, right? I mean, it doesn't matter, and no one judges, right? You here, you can remake yourself into whatever you want. And even if you don't fit in, it doesn't matter, because none of us fit in, right? Over here, no, the world doesn't look at us like we're fit in. So you'll fit in great with us because we're all outcasts.
Right, but at some point, the stock in that disappears, and you realize that's not enough to live a life.
Well, if you have nowhere to go, if you don't have anywhere you fit in, where are you going
to
go?
But listen to what I'm saying. The stock with that disappears, and you realize that's not a real life. You're not actually living a life by fitting into to not fitting in. At some point, to find fulfillment in life, you have to have some sort of purpose. You have to have something that drives you and guides you. It can't just be, well, I'm different, so I'm going to just hang out over here and try to figure this shit out. And none of these motherfuckers know.
Remember, you got to be kidding me. How many people fucking just deal with a life?
They don't live a fulfilled life. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So they're always yearning. They're always looking for it.
But that's straight people. There's straight people that live that unfulfilled life. So, I mean,
yeah, but,
and they deal with it on a fucking day-to-day basis.
But they're using something else to complain about. They're just not using their
sexuality.
Their sexuality. They find something else to complain about. These type of people are just using their sexuality.
It doesn't matter what they're using. My point is that they fucking are able to say, you know what, I'm okay not fitting in because this is, you know, there's, you know, you ever been out and got in trouble, maybe cheated or something, Jay Smooth, and you knew you was caught. You're like, well, fuck, I'm not going to answer the phone now, right, because why fuck up tonight? You know what I mean? I'm already caught. I'm just going to go all the way with it. Same thing. You know, once they get in there, you know, you're like, I'm here. You know what I mean? Fuck it. You know what I mean? It's safe. You know what I mean? This place is safe over here. It's fucking rainbows and unicorns and fucking we love each other and nobody fucking, we're all weird. You know, like they fucking Austin. Keep Austin weird. Keep fucking gays weird. We like being weird. We're different.
So we
like being different.
So Jermaine, you saying that a motherfucker wake up one morning, right, and they just decided they want to change back style. We talking about women. They like dick.
If you see enough dicks.
Hang on a second. LT, you got to just jump in if you want to. We're not going to stop.
Oh,
so.
I'm good. I'm
yeah.
If you see enough dicks on the TVs and people, guys dressed like boys and boys dressed like girls, and you grow up with that fucking.
So you're thinking that's reality. That's how it should be until you really
wake
up.
I'm not saying that, but it may not be that hard for you to cross that fucking line because you've been normalized to that shit.
But I think, and I've always said that, I think that a lot of the shit, the reason why these people are like that today or just experiment with it is because of the shit that they see on a regular basis, whether it be on social media, whether it be on TV and shit like that, because it's actually put out there in front of you where making it seem like that this is how the shit's supposed to be. And it's not really supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? If you see enough motherfucking cucumbers on TV, right? And you're like, damn, cucumbers might be good. You might not never like cucumbers, but then you say, well, I'm going to fucking give a cucumber a try today. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just using that.
At the same time as you say that it's not supposed to be that way, I think we still have to understand that we don't have any of this shit figured out. And
right.
Who knows the way it's really supposed to be.
Exactly.
That's not the point I'm trying to make. What I'm saying is in our culture, it is definitely easier to just fit in. I get that. But what I'm talking about is purpose. And the more that you're fighting against a system and the more that you're sitting outside of the lines, the harder it is for you to actually focus on what your purose is. So then what they do
is... Because you're still holding back that...
No, because you're always ostracized. You're always outside of. So what happens is they go extra hard. And,
right.
But the thing is that needle that's been swinging all that way, and what I've been trying to tell you is it can't. There's not enough energy for that needle to stay over there. It's going to have to come back to the middle eventually, and then it'll just be a toss-up. It'll be a couple here or there, and they'll figure out. Actually, they'll have more purpose when it's not so much of an agenda, not so much of a push, because the push is the bullshit. There are a lot of people pushing that aren't really even about it. They're just pushing because it gives them attention. They're not even transgender. They just don't get any fucking attention. So they're gonna be something. Whatever the thing is, they'll give me some attention. I'm that this week.
And those are the people that are really hurting that type of community. It's not even the real ones that are.
So
really
it's gotta come back.
What if this is the robot's master plan though?
It might be the fucking Cinnabots.
Right. Because if we get to,
Cinnabot, that's
flip flopping,
like,
whoever genders we as humans, then what's to say, okay, you add a couple parts and then what's wrong with that?
I don't think this is gonna happen.
No.
The robots will not win. Haven't you seen Terminator?
No, but I did watch fucking
Matrix?
No, Hobbs and Calvin and Hobbs.
Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah.
Never saw it.
And with the fucking Idris was fucking half robot dude.
You was cyborg?
Yeah, he was like cyborg. And he, he had the fucking implanted shit.
So your statement is that we're getting cooked in the greaser.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, it's not us, right? Because we're too already used to a certain temperature.
French Reggie.
Right, we're already used to a certain temperature. So when they break that fucking that trans lukewarm shit on us, we're like, ah.
But French Reggie might get tricked.
He's at that generation that definitely could get boiled.
Well, here's the thing, right? They're starting to look more and more like women anyway. So French Reggie, you might just stop. Here's what I think he
already said he would.
Well, no, but he was just going to date. He didn't say
no
without the dick one.
With the dick, they'll have sex,
right?
But if they still have the dick, he'll still go on a date.
But I'm just
and
saying,
they'll hug at the end of the night.
If he's already willing to go full,
I'm saying
full
go ahead and just suck the dick, man. Get it out the way now. That way, everything else is downhill.
I'm with French Reggie. You got to get rid of the dick for the.
You got to get rid of the
dick. Because it doesn't matter.
Too fuck. You got to get rid of.
He's too young, man. It's gonna happen.
There's still a lot of women out there. Real women.
Are there?
Yeah.
How do you know anymore?
Hey, we can check.
It is. It's like.
To check.
How do you know anymore?
You can check.
While this push is going, you got to stay on the ground, man, till the push is over, till the needle comes back to the middle.
You can check.
How you check? You got a foolproof plan?
You got litmus paper?
Gynecologist.
You smell their breath. That's how you tell, right?
I don't know.
Because man breath is different than woman breath, isn't it? Have you ever been sitting beside somebody and like, God, damn, this nigga breath stink? I've never sat beside a woman and had somebody's breath smell like that.
No, not a woman. You're right about that.
That's a different kind of breath.
But what are some manly features that you could just say, like hands, right? Like,
yeah,
right?
For
like
sure.
Hands, like. Right?
And breath.
Hands
like
and
she
breath.
Got, she got sledgehammers. Like, damn, that nigga, her hands is looking.
Serena got some strong ass hands.
But
nigga.
No, I'm going to tell you right now, Wendy Williams, man.
Williams is definitely a hybrid.
She's definitely used to be a dude. I'm telling you, you guys, we think I'm playing. And that's the wave, right? Because they snuck her in on us and nobody knew. And they're like, oh, she got a baby. She got a husband.
Jason, what male feature do you like the least? What male feature do you like the least?
What are you talking about?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's so scared.
He's like, don't trick me. Don't trick me. What are you talking about?
Which male feature do you like the least? Like, if you know what I'm saying, if you were interested in guys, which would be the least thing, the thing you'd be least attracted to?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't understand why we have to go through this every time. Like, he's just so uncomfortable with himself.
Can we talk about that? Let me tell you something. We're not on the camera anymore. Hold on, it's not your time, nigga. There was a moment.
Jamie Mack, I know you saw it, French Ray. I know you saw it. There was a moment.
Got him.
Where you asked about his sexuality.
Yes.
And LDT made a face like, I'm about to tell this shit.
Right, like she did. She looked like she was ready. Right. She was ready to talk.
She said, fuck these cards.
Right.
I'm about to just tell this nigga, like, real. And it was on the camera. The camera lit up everything.
And you bailed him out.
I did.
You were responsible.
No, I did because I wanted to, they got to tune in.
All right.
So here's the thing, right?
Right.
Smooth lost his shit.
Yeah, don't do this.
Smooth lost.
Fuck that shit, man.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit, bro.
I know bullshit, that psychic shit.
No, because I'm going to tell you something.
Don't do me like that.
I'm
going to
tell you something.
Please don't do this right now.
No, because. Because what
not
you
right
niggas
now.
Do.
Not out here.
This what you niggas do.
Not like this.
I'm going to tell you something.
Not like this.
T, I can say anything. I can say the nigga eyebrows would be the least.
That's
right?
Not what just happened. And that ain't what just happened.
Dumb niggas will hold on to any fucking thing and make you fucking gay.
That's not
and they run with the shit.
I saved you.
Yeah, thank you.
Why did she have to save you?
You should say.
Why did
you
she have
that,
to save you?
You should say the energy don't feel that nigga
that's
is gay.
That's not what just happened.
LDT, let me ask you this. So in your experience, do you know a lot of... they notice other guys' appearance like all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight. You think guys. That's a normal thing that a heterosexual man should constantly be concerned with how another man looks?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
So that's what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Okay, because you said you've seen it. So what do you think drives that kind of thing for a straight
look
guy?
Look at his face, Mac.
For a straight guy to want to care
competition.
About
competition.
Competition.
Oh. You want to scope out your competition.
Oh, so okay. He might be feel like he's in competition.
That's that a different sense. Approach.
That works. That's heterosexual. That's still heterosexual.
Because you guys are very
Unless you're talking about naked wrestling, then that's kind of gay competition. That's gay competition.
I got him.
One but to ten, smooth.
You
gay
also
wrestling.
Have to think like
I'm not into it.
One to ten. Nigga.
Masculinity and femininity.
In the mic.
Sorry. Masculinity and femininity are fluid.
Whoa.
We both experience. Both genders experience both emotions, you know. It's about which one you feel most connected with. And I feel like when men tend to do that, you know, it is competition. It can be a little bit of ego, pride, and also stubbornness. Men who are stubborn usually are considered narcissistic. Those are usually the guys that most women are like, oh, that motherfucker's a narcissist. He's not a narc, you are.
Yeah, for the record, he was pointing at me, and she corrected this nigga and put that aura back on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done this test. But okay, yeah. So that was something that you wanted to talk about, masculinity versus femininity.
Yeah.
So let's go to it. So what you're saying is that Jamie Mac has just as much femininity as masculinity, and he just chooses one side, or you're saying that different levels?
We all embrace both. We all experience both. So let's say
when he was crying all day.
Yeah, at like a little bit.
That can be considered more of a feminine emotion.
But see, that's my question though. So crying is feminine?
It's healthy. Yeah. They're both healthy. They're both important. You know,
will you do it to the point where a nigga got a box of Kleenex and it's snot and like shit like that? That's like a bit much. If you came in and your dude crying like a little biatch, like I'm talking about, like like you can't stop the shit, like nigga, shut up. And nigga, like,
you know what's amazing? She tells the nigga what his faults are, and he just does them. It's like exactly. She's a puppet master. She's just sitting over here like saying, "This is who you are," and this nigga starts doing exactly what she says he is. It's amazing. You don't even know. He doesn't even know.
I know. That's what's the funny part.
He doesn't even know what he's doing. I'm sorry. Please proceed.
It's important to embrace both. It's important to have a healthy-ass balance. Sometimes when men get out of tune with their feminine energy, their emotional size, and all of that shit, they get depressed. But men don't know how to talk about depression as often as women do. So the fact that he accepts in this specific example that he is a little bit narky is actually beneficial because it's like addressing the issue, making people aware, hey, I do have this issue. You're going to have to deal with that shit, you know. So that's partially why as an opposite of me, like we do connect on that because you guys are the masculine and you're alphas and, you know. Capricorns then are the female version of that. So like, I'm cool with that shit. Because
French Reggie though, Alpha?
Who, Reggie?
Yeah, I think
he is. No, he's a Sagittarius.
Of all of the people on this show, I think French Reggie is the most in tune with his femininity.
Oh, you can say that.
He's very balanced.
I think that both we are liking that way.
Nobody's saying you're gay.
The way Beyond is saying shit, you gotta
saying that we're alike in that way though.
Oh, okay.
You and I are alike in that way.
I was just
Jamie Mac is totally caught up on his masculine shit.
No way.
Smooth is just lying.
No way.
But you and I are
I cry on movies.
But crying is manly.
Crying is healthy, like she said.
I cry all the time.
But I feel like honestly you and I are the
that's your femininity. But I mean sometimes I feel like, you know, I got a little Dexter, but then like when shit happens and I feel emotion and I'm like, that's
normal.
It's there. So I'm not always that way.
Yeah, so you were saying, be honest, that we are like in that category.
Yeah, I think so. I think both of us have the ability to not be so scared of the feminine attributes or the feminine ideas that we may have, and
for sure.
And it's okay for it to manifest. It doesn't have to be like something. Oh, I'm scared of that, because like Mac is totally scared of it. Smooth just lying.
What are you talking about? Are you about to do your who's your gay alter ego? Your feminine gay alter ego. What's her name?
I don't know what that means.
Black Roxanne. You're right. What is your Black Roxanne?
See, that's
called?
What I said. He's if it's one to ten, he's
okay,
a ten.
Okay,
I'm like a six. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a six. But okay.
Have you ever met Black Roxanne?
Okay, so Rich Reggie's got a so LTD on one of you got to listen. You got to go check this one out. But he does this alter ego that he has of a woman. Her name is Black Roxanne.
Is she a woman?
I didn't know this shit.
It was lit. And what was she talking about?
She was talking that shit about how Jay Smooth would flirt with a girl. Some shit.
He was flirting with Jay Smooth.
So and I don't know if French Reggie wrote this way, but what he said was masculinity versus femininity. Is that how you present it?
Mm-hmm.
Why versus?
Because when we're talking about like people having like transgender issues and things like that, for example, those people usually have a struggle with embracing both sides of themselves. Sometimes they can be so triggered at such a young age, randomly, by having this shocking calling towards, like, let's say for a male to female things, we kind of subject ourselves to this idea that there is masculinity versus femininity, when in reality, they're like, we're all. I'm gonna just straight up fucking tell you. Let's say, for example, you're straight as hell, but one night you fuck a dude.
Okay.
Would you still consider yourself straight?
Would I?
Yeah. Or would you question your
own? So is this a real question you're asking me? Yeah, I would.
You would still consider yourself straight?
Yeah.
And what if you got off?
Go to me like nutted?
Yeah.
What that got to do with it?
Thank you. My whole point right there. There is no versus. It's like...
Hold on, Jamie Mack looks shocked.
I'm super shocked.
What you mean?
There's no versus.
Yeah,
like,
I'm with Jamie Mack.
I think we crossed the threshold.
Here's the problem. And I think we've talked about this.
Mm.
I think we've talked about this.
Yeah.
So the idea is if Jay Smooth went to prison... No, it was O-Dub. What's wrong?
Oh, yeah. O-Dub goes to prison.
But that's the problem, Smooth.
No, it was just...
What happened to him.
So is this the shit that y'all talking about?
Wait a minute. Why is he looking at me like this?
No.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, so you can fuck a dude one time and it'd be cool? No, nigga, I didn't say that. What I said, nigga.
She asked
me a specific question about if I was heterosexual, had sex with a dude, would I consider myself gay?
Because now I understand that
you couldn't answer a question like that because you're too afraid that we would see through the thin veil.
Let me say what I was about to say.
Rice paper thin.
So what I was about to say is, so now after you fucked the dude, now you know that you're not gay because you tried it and it's not of your liking.
That's
possible. Is that what happened?
So that's why I figured that he was going. He's like, I'm not gay now. I didn't like it, so I'm going back the other way.
I don't think that's the question she was asking me. I don't think she was asking me, do I want to have sex with a guy to see if I'm gay or not? I think she was saying, just hypothetically, if it happened, would I consider myself to be gay?
You don't just happen to just get a dick in you or put a dick in somebody.
Maybe
it had to be some thought process in there. And then motherfucker did.
That's irrelevant, Smooth.
And I'm just saying, let's not say irrelevant. Let's just say that now, motherfucker, now he realized that he's not gay, or if it's a chick and she got with a woman, she realized, oh, this is really not what
Smooth,
I want.
Have you ever, let's say, felt really attracted to somebody, right?
Holy shit. Okay.
I love this show. No, look, what I was going to say was, have you ever felt like really sexual? Have you ever felt like you just took ecstasy like that? Like you just horny. But everywhere, all you see is dudes. How do you reconcile that?
No.
I'm talking about you're like a fever pitch. And what do you do in that situation, Smooth?
I don't know what that's like. You know what I'm saying? They can't even imagine what the fuck that's like. And Jim Mack, it's not that fucking funny.
It was fucking. No.
You just get so uncomfortable.
When he asks you if you've ever been attracted to someone... was pretty damn funny to me.
Why are you so nervous with the paper and stuff? Like, what are you doing?
Because I'm about to open this shit up.
No, we're on a show. You can't eat on the mic, man.
I know. I'm not going to eat on the mic.
Nervous eater.
This nigga is so nervous. Like, nervous comfort food. No. This nigga needs some comfort food.
But keep going. Keep saying what you were about to say. You were saying that.
Have you ever been, like, overly, like, horny and then
there was no one to release to because all you saw was
that's
dudes.
Not what you were talking about. You were saying that when she asked you about getting
I already
dick
answered
and
that.
You just said
no, not getting dick.
No, fuck
see,
that. You're gay.
You're being
if
stupid.
No, fuck that. If a nigga take a dick or he get right. a dick, you wake up one day and you get a dick or you decide.
So, hold on.
You're
no,
gay.
No,
fuck
Hank,
that.
stand by.
There's
no
going
no,
back.
Hold on, stand by, because you keep saying you're gay. Now she's asking you if you took a dick. Are you gay? If you
I
did
would
it one
be.
Time?
If I took a dick, I would be considered fucking gay.
Okay, and
whether you take a dick or give a dick, nigga, you gay.
Okay,
that's it. Rule. Fuck that.
What does that say about you?
I'm not fucking gay because I ain't getting no dick or taking no dick.
I think that answer says a lot about you, though, honestly.
No, it doesn't. It say I ain't taking no dick or giving dick. See, that's clearly.
See what he
I
keeps,
think that says a lot about him. I don't know if y'all catch it the way I catch it.
The way he keeps answering it right. like that, right?
No, I'm not. No,
when you said, what does that say about Jesus?
No, it's just,
he keeps saying, no, that means you, but I'm talking about him. If it was you, how does that pan out?
No, what I'm saying is.
So if you have sex with a man one time, even though you're heterosexual prior to that day you turn gay. Okay.
You're gay. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Like, nigga, if you steal something,
you steal something.
If you keep saying you. Okay,
you,
if
right.
I steal something one day, I wake up one day and steal something, nigga, I'm considered a thief. Nigga, there's no taking back. You're a thief. You stole something one time. You're a thief. You might be gay one time.
So what about Robin Hood?
You're just gay one time.
What about Robin Hood?
What about, did he fuck a dude? I'm saying.
He was a married man.
He's a thief. Robin Hood is a thief. He was stealing from the rich.
He's definitely a thief.
He's a thief. If he's taking a dick, he gay.
He did make a good point on that.
The thief point
it was kind of. I feel like
that's ridiculous.
But if you, I mean,
I feel like that's you're trying to compare things that are miles
it's,
apart.
It's like this.
There's far more depth to sexuality than there is to.
J-Mac, okay, you cannot take that back. You cannot. It's like this, right?
Take what? Back?
Once a man sleeps with a virgin, right? And he inserts that dick in, right? You can never take that back that she's no
take
longer
a
virgin. Pull that dick back out. She wake up, she get
again,
that dick that one
again,
day.
I don't think
right?
that's the same
so,
thing.
So, no. You that dick go in your ass or you put your dick in somebody else and you can never take that back, nigga. You can't take that back. You've already, it's the threshold has been crossed.
Okay. Right. So, hold up,
okay,
though.
I think
What's the difference, right? Yeah. When you're talking assholes, right? Like, say if it's a glory hole, right, situation, and you just stick your dick through a hole and it goes into an asshole. You think it's a woman.
I'm going to tell you something,
no,
Jim.
No, hold up, though. Hold up. You think it's a woman,
and if
right?
you don't know, get, if you don't
right.
know.
If this, you don't
but
know.
See, in his mind.
So, look.
So, what does that mean?
It's not his. Because.
And yeah, you come out, and you go to the other room, you like, I want to see what these bitches look like. So, it ain't no but dudes come out.
Okay, let me ask you this question, J-Mac. You got a garbage disposal at the house, right?
Yeah.
Has anything ever dropped down there? You stuck your hand down in there?
Yeah.
Okay, right? So you just randomly stick your hand down, or do you pull the thing out, look down in the motherfucker, see if anything, and make sure the power is off so you don't stick your hand in there? Or what? You just stick your hand in there?
I just stick my fucking hand
no,
in there.
No, fuck that. Nigga, I pull a plastic shit back. I'm looking down, nigga. I might get something out. I'm not going in no dark ass hole
you know what I
and be- not know what the fuck is on the other side. That's not me.
You know how many pussies you fucked that you had no idea what was inside?
When we first started the show, he only fucked with the lights off.
Right, but pitch black.
Pitch black.
Because...
Nigga, that was one person.
No, you used to say that.
No, I said one fucking person.
You said that's how you like to fuck.
No, I said one fucking person. Nigga, I didn't say... Nigga, that's ridiculous. I don't fuck every fucking female in the dark,
well,
nigga.
Well, Smooth, you know what?
Come on.
Now I know why you struggle so hard, man. I get it.
Why?
Because that one time that it happened, and now you feel like you're gay.
One time, what happened?
It happened, dude.
What happened?
That one time when we... whatever it was that made you feel the way you're feeling about this now...
Never.
All I'm saying is, man, you can still be heterosexual in my book.
So,
dude, it's cool, man.
So, listeners, hey, Smooth ain't never took no dick, and I ain't never gave no dick to no.
What about
no,
handy?
No, huh?
What does a handy make you gay?
Nigga, I'm not playing with no nigga dick. I asked you if that made you gay. Nigga, my twin. I'm gonna tell you something, J-Mac. My twin was in the fucking hospital, nigga, and I told him, nigga, I don't wipe no dick. You my fucking twin brother. I'm not wiping your dick out.
You wash your brother off.
What's his dick need wiping for?
Wait a minute. So now we're talking about incest. That's not even about dick no more. Now it's about fucking your brother. What is wrong with this guy?
That's not what I'm saying. So I'm just
saying. So your dad was old and dying, and his dick needed to get washed off.
We called the nurse.
You didn't do that? You wouldn't do that?
Nigga, I'm calling the nurse.
What about your son?
I'm calling the nurse.
There's
no wiping no dick off.
LDT.
Nigga, I'm not wiping no nigga dick. Son. Brother, daddy, nigga, I'm not wiping no nigga dick. I'm sorry. I'm just not,
nigga.
That's me.
What if you were a male nurse?
And they called you.
I'm just not. I'm not wiping dicks, nigga. That's why I got to know the job I'm getting into. Like, that's why I wasn't gonna be no stripper. I used to always want to be a stripper, but just the idea of knowing I got to dance for a motherfucking dude, nigga. Fuck that. No,
you had to stay in shape.
What
too.
Was gonna be your move?
Nigga, like this
your,
was when I was skinny.
What was gonna be your stripper name?
Skinnier.
What was gonna be your stripper name?
Skinnier.
What was your name gonna be?
I don't know, nigga.
Signature move,
nigga.
Stanky leg. That nigga knee is fucked up.
Nigga, I don't know what my
you
name
never
would have been.
Be a
Honey
stripper.
Caramel,
what?
Nigga. I did, nigga.
That's
I did.
Gay. That, how does nigga so against gay stripper. And his nickname is going to be Honey Caramel?
Hey, check us out.
I personally think he is because the way he's defending
his
shit, gay.
Of course he
is. Hold up, though.
The
LDT.
Way he's defending the shit, it's like.
You said that guys, you know, pointing out, you know, other guys, you know, fashion and shit is. Mm-hmm. You had an explanation for that. What about guys describing other dudes in food terms like chocolate or
vanilla,
vanilla,
honey or caramel,
honey caramel?
What dudes do that? Straight dudes?
No, they don't.
I'm not asking what straight dudes. I'm just
I don't.
What some other what?
That are like dealing with somebody who they known for a long time. You know that goofy shit like you play with your homeboys like that, like being funny. I've actually seen that happen, but if you don't know that motherfucker, question that shit.
No, because like I didn't know him. He used to fuck with me like that. He used to try to tell me he loved me and shit like that.
Yeah. He wanted to hug him naked.
Yeah, all kind of dumb shit.
Yeah,
that was like, before he knew him.
He told me to kiss him on the mouth.
That was before he knew
like
him.
We was like fresh, like knowing each other. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
No. See, the shit is to set the record fucking straight.
Okay, there we go.
Set the record straight, right? Because I knew the nigga. And like, So when he talked dumb shit, when he would say stupid shit, I'd say the gay shit to get him up off me. Like, yeah, nigga, now what? And that get him up off me here, shut him down, and go about his fucking bed.
It wasn't but like I ain't I was fucking scared gay. Of it. What was he talking
yes,
about?
It was an intimidation. Yeah. I pretended to be gay.
Porky Pine.
I feel like you guys already had a connection first. Like, he already knew that you guys were going to be friends or, you know, to that point.
The first show we did, he asked me if I liked something in my ass. Uh-huh. And how did I not know if I never had it, if I never tried it?
It was
before.
A good icebreaker. I mean.
Yeah, not really. I was weirded out. I just moved to Atlanta. So, right? You know, I'm coming from, you know, California, you hear shit, right?
Like, Atlanta's
you
know, crazy.
The down low capital and
this
shit.
Is what he said.
It
he
was
said,
a good icebreaker. This yeah. is Atlanta. I
Bruh.
Mean,
I mean
so
it
he
did
says,
get
I
the,
don't,
to know,
it did get
it
the
air.
Next show popping because right. once after that, I was like, listen, hold up. I guess everything's on the fucking table, nigga. You trying to call me out. What about the shit you say after?
The nigga let me know, really, before the show started. Hey, dude, I'm new to the city. I don't really have many friends. I've never had a lot of friends. You know what I'm saying? Would you be my friend? I'm like, okay. I mean, niggas seem to be pretty cool and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I took the nigga in, right? You know what I'm saying? Nigga had it took a long time for me to grow on him. You know what I'm saying? But I finally did.
But
and I don't really
big,
trust
huh?
nigga. You know?
It just won't stay big.
Hey,
that's the
hey,
problem.
Hey, I'm gonna need you to change that tone when you talk about me, man.
Here's the thing, right? Smooth, honestly, and I'm saying this honestly, you don't have to reply.
You don't have to say anything.
You don't have to reply. If at any point something happened in your life and you made a decision to have sex with a dude, I'm not saying you did, but if you did, I don't consider you necessarily gay just because of that. And you should feel comfortable in the fact that whatever your decision was is okay.
You don't have to reply. So let me say this. Let's be honest. Hey, it be honest, friend.
You don't need to reply.
I know, I don't. I don't have to, but I want to. If any of you niggas take a dick and y'all tell me, fuck that. All three of you motherfuckers, Gav, you took that dick. I'm going to look at you different. Nigga, we might not hang out.
I know you're looking at us different. You're like,
I'm like, hey. No, I'm going to be.
You take dick?
No, nigga.
You're welcome to the party.
Nope. No.
Now I can tell you.
Nope.
The fuck out of here, man.
Let's
do you
out.
Think part of it is men? That's how he got to 265? Because he goes in with both
the guy slipping there.
Shut the fuck up, Frank.
Keep on that bullshit. Got to slip in there. 265? That's a lot of bodies, man.
That's a lot of free time.
What you think about a nigga that went from like six people to that nigga and increased his body count by like... He added 15 more within two
weeks.
Hurry
up, nigga. Get to the juice. What are you talking about?
That? How many was it?
You don't even remember.
You don't remember how many you added to the count?
I remember. What's the question, man?
I mean, it's bold. It's adventurous.
Yeah.
Take a leap of faith.
That nigga got an STD in that 2 weeks.
Wow. I don't think so. I mean, you never know.
Okay. Who told you?
Well, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again. LTD, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you reading, girl. I love this energy.
Make sure you go out to the website, raresonics.com, where you can check out all of our shows. And if you have not yet become a premium subscriber, now is the perfect time.
What you waiting on?
Go to glow.fm/rare, and you can get 7 days free to find out what we're about to talk about on this Friday show. Which, it's not better, but it's equally as funny. Sometimes it's better.
Sometimes it's better, because I know we know that we can say things because people that you have, they have to work for that. They have to pay for that.
Right. Well, so we I don't know about work for it, pay for it. We just know that it's a closed community.
Well, you can't just freely come get that information.
We're not fucking for free.
Yeah, right. If you, that's the information that I'm willing to say
right.
that you, if you pay, you can hear.
Right.
Yeah, and you never know. Maybe LDT finally might get the real juice on Jay Smooth.
I can't.
Well, hey, I'll put it out there. The 10th person that signs up for premium, Jay Smooth will give you head. Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense, because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.